Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, right? You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years that you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shot where you wanna shoot, touch where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving and my license revoked. Did my shoplifting and hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life.
Welcome to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. It feels wonderful to be back on the air today here in North Carolina. Even though we're at a distance, my heart and thoughts are never that far away from you. Today we are going to have a short segment for 30 minutes, and our topic is You Say You a Soldier. I had been thinking about that topic, and it just hit me. And also stated that the battlefield is very tough. You know, Forrest Gump did it, so can you. Do you want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord, or do you want to be a soldier in the kingdom of darkness? Well, let me give you some information on what God says about being a warrior and a soldier. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, starting from the 10th verse. That's Ephesians 6, starting from the 10th verse to the 18th. Please get your Bible, paper and pen, take notes and read along with me. It's always good to know and read the word for yourself. Starting from verse 10, we're talking about the armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The armor of God is the word. And I don't know if you want to downplay it or dress it up or down, but there is a devil. But the first thing is to put on the armor, which is the word of God. Because in verse 12, it says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on your breastplate of righteousness. Now the breastplate, it protects your heart. And your feet should with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, the shield of faith is like that little round thing that you put out before you to protect for darts being thrown at you. That's your shield of faith. You have to believe that you have to believe in the word. You have to believe that God's protecting you. You have to believe that the word protects you. And that is a part of your armor. Because you can't go out there half prepared. You also have to take the helmet of salvation. And the helmet, what it does, it protects your mind, your thoughts, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now that sounds fully equipped to me. Now, when you're fully equipped with the word and your sword and your helmet and your breastplate, that sounds like preparation, being suited up to be a good soldier. Now, after you suit up, you have to decide or know which army are you defending. We asked earlier, do you want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord? Make the decision. After you make the decision, you got to sign up and read the contract. The contract is the Bible. After you suit up, after you make the decision, sign up, read the contract, suit up, then you have to get in shape. How do you get in shape? Read your word, prayer, fasting, denying yourself, It's a funny little thing. I got a friend. He's an older white guy. He used to always say, because he's an old veteran, he says, when I got shot, I didn't get shot the back. I got shot in the knee because I wasn't running from. I was running to. Sounds like a lot of confidence to me. Get it in shape. Read your word. That is your sword. Protect your mind with your helmet. Putting the word of God in your mind, renewing your mind and your spirit. That's what he says in his word. You have to know that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But we are just vessels filled with his word and his ammunition on the battlefield. We have to learn how to be disciplined, focused, and take and follow instructions. Know who you are and know whose you are. Just like the Army of the United States has its seals from the government, the Army of the Lord has a seal with his word and his Holy Spirit. Can't go out there in the flesh. You have to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is freely given. Like I said, suit up with the full armor of God. I also have another scripture I want to share with you, which is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to start from the 3rd to the 8th verse. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from the 3rd to the 8th verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Carnal means in our own way of thinking, our own way of doing things. So this is why you first have to understand what is the armor of God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, that's also where that helmet comes in. Carnal minded, but it says, you have to bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? No. If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, that's plural with the apostrophe as being belonging to, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. So don't be ashamed. You know, people be out the streets fighting, saying they're protecting their family, saying they protecting theirs, and well, it's the same thing in Army of the Lord. We have to protect our spirits, our minds. These are things that are eternal. Other things, they come and they go. So you say you want to be a soldier. Forrest Gump did it, so can you. Jenny told him to run, and they keep running. He did what he was told to do. And he didn't stop, and he didn't give up. And because he continued to do what he was told, at the end of the story, even though everyone thought he was stupid as a stupid does, he won all full circle. He married Jenny, became a successful businessman, was blessed with a son, which is all material things, but most of all, he had peace of mind. He didn't regret anything in his life. He was a true soldier. It's one of my favorite stories. As I said, this is going to be a very short segment today. It doesn't take all day of huffing and puffing and breathing all hard and long to get the message across. So right now we're going to take a break and come back and make a few announcements.
Man, I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, right? You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they care. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who puts a knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are they any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life.
And welcome back to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. I want to give a few announcements before we end out with our segment for today. February the 15th, 2014, that's on a Saturday at 3 p.m., The Purpose of Closure, that's also Cassandra Brand, I, a.k.a. as Alexis, Miss Alexis, will be launching my debut and book signing. Books will be available during the book signing, and debut will include food, drinks, and entertainment, and a guest speaker, Janice White McClellan, from Anointed Future Daycare, and also a special guest from Girl Talk Foundation. Anointed Future Daycare is a child provider in early education, you know, with small children from newborn to right before they go to kindergarten to begin a school. And the Girl Talk Foundation works with the young teenagers, and I think that is an excellent team that will be there on the 15th. So if you are interested and hear what they have to say, services provided. If you have any young teenagers, small children, it would be a great opportunity for networking and getting more information. As I said before, we must learn how to share information and not hold it all for ourselves. That's what makes the world go around. Also, if you cannot make it or if you cannot wait till February 15th, you may also purchase The Purpose of Closure, Volume 1 and 2 on The Purpose of Closure website. There is a page for the bookstore where you'll be able to purchase, and we do have books in inventory, so you can get it within 1 to 2 business days, depending on which shipment service that you choose. If you would like to sponsor or have any inquiries of advertising or commercial for our radio station, you may do so by calling 214-584-7486, 214-584-7486, or you may email me, msbrand, B-R-A-N-D, gmail.com. Also, check out the website, the Lolo VV Network. Great for shopping, great for reinventing yourself and finding out styles and trends that suits you, that reinvents and creates you with a new image. Even though we talked about as well as the outside appearance, but once the inside is worked, you know, that old style or what you like to wear, that all changes in time. So that is a great place. Also, there's other things that you might be interested in as well. Lolo VV means much love. What do you have love for? Maybe you will find some information on the website, thelolovvnetwork.com. Thanks for joining us again. We will be back tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions or any something that you might be interested in and having a topic on, you may do so as well by emailing or calling in. We have a chat room available while online. Also, you can call in. The number is posted on the homepage, which is 347-857-2805. Let's keep the communication open, and let's keep working in our purpose. Thanks for sharing this afternoon with me, and have a blessed evening.
I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been, I done
done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, right? You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out this?
Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body popped out in shock. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to fear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I see to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really love you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who puts a knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life.
And don't forget to visit us at www.thepurposeofclosure.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.